It's 5 o'clock.
Hi, we're Young Liars.
I'm Javin, and I play keyboards and sing in Young Pacific.
I'm Nathaniel. I play guitar
and sing in Dead Soft.
Since moving to BC, I've been a huge fan of Emily Carr's art.
I wrote a lot of it on the road. That was our first real tour.
What role do you think time plays in transforming something into art?
We've arrived at sexual maturity as a band.
This is The Arts Show, CJSF 90.1 FM.
Hey, what's up, players? It's me, Dave Grudowski, your host as always, here on CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Simon Fraser University atop Burnaby Mountain, and you guessed it, Burnaby in British Columbia, Canada, the world. And as always, this is The Art Show, where I do my very best to tell you about all as many shows as I can coming up in our local community here in the so-called area of the Metro Vancouver area, specifically so-called Vancouver. So, buckle up, get comfortable, get your chair in your car to a comfortable position, and please obey all posted signage while motoring around. And don't pass on a freaking blind corner, you ding-dong. Anyways, we're going to get some messages out of the way here real fast so we can just focus on having a good time here on the radio. You know what I mean?
Renaissance Coffee is open at SFU. Parminder and his team have been serving the SFU community with great coffee for more than 20 years. If you're looking for a wholesome meal, delectable desserts, or something to warm yourself and lift your spirits, Renaissance Cafe is the place to be, featuring fair trade espresso beverages and brewed coffee. Renaissance Coffee is open Monday to Friday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Well, how do you get up and go?
The Vancouver Art Gallery presents Fashion Fictions, an exhibition which surveys experimental design practices that exist at the intersection of fashion and other modes of cultural production, until October 9th, 2023. The designers in Fashion Fictions occupy liminal spaces such as fact and fiction to use fashion as a means to unite seemingly disparate sentiments and to propose new possibilities for aesthetics, bodily forms, and more ambitiously, how we exist in the world. To learn more about this exhibition, visit fanartgallery.bc.ca.
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Me up today is a J Dilla and New Jabs. I'm sorry, but the legend, you know, the face, the fingers of a lo-fi hip-hop to study to. Yeah. Okay, let's get into some content here, everybody. I hate that word. Anyways, what's happening out in New West, which that's where we're starting today. Over at Bully's, Thursday night, 10 night, 7 p.m. till about midnight, you have Rebel Priest, Moonbather, and Growlix all doing their respective things. It's going to be some rocking, some rolling, some beefy riffs over there in New West at the Bully's Studios at 67th 6th Street in New Westminster. $20 at the door for that one. Doors at 7. So, you know, at the end of the show, while Parsa's at this time of day is playing, you're making your way on down there, just over to downtown New Westminster. So check it out for some rough riffage from Rebel Priest, Moonbather, and Growlix. Again, over at Bully's Thursday night, tonight, 7 p.m. Also, on the other end of the Fraser River, we have Memento Mori. It is a show featuring Hail the Void, Bath, and Charles Mansion. It's going to be another night of some great bit. So it says GWN Metal Promotions and Broken Wing Visual Media are quote-unquote proud to present award-winning some doom metal, Hail the Void. It's going to be pretty cool. Hail the Void will be in there to show perform their stuff from their sophomore album, Memento Mori, along with quote-unquote a mysterious duo, Bath, and the hometown champs, Charles Mansion. So check it out. Hail the Void are coming over from Victoria. And then you have, where is Bath? Bath is coming from Winlaw. I don't know where that is. Let's find out real quick. It's in the Kootenay region. It is near Lebado. And it's between Lebado and Appledale. Which I guess the next big town would be Nelson. It's a couple hours west of Nelson, along the numbers highway number 6, out there in the sticks. Woo! They've come a long way, so show them a good time, because they had to take a very scenic route just to get on the highway 1 to get their butts down here, huh? Highway 5, what's up? Oh, you know, I've seen more of the world than I have of Canada, which is bizarre. I've been to just shy of, I just need to go to Australia and Antarctica, and I'll have been to every single continent. But yeah, Canada's freaking massive, so whenever anyone comes from just across the province, that's a journey. Anyways, that's Winlaw we're talking from, which is in the Kootenays, Bath. That's where they're from, playing some ambient doom metal alongside Hail the Void and Charles Mansion Thursday night, tonight, at the Red Gate Art Society at Maine. Main Street, 1965 Main Street. Check it out. Next up, over at Lanaloo's, down to 362 Powell Street, you got Precipice with Social Villains, Hotel Rumors, and Reverend Ape all doing their thing. Some rocking, some rolling. We'll find out what they sound like in just a little while, so don't you go anywhere. So we'll have some tunes here for you to enjoy. So yeah, 1, 2, 3. We'll do one more here, and we'll have a good time about it. Let's see what else is happening today. Oh yeah, over at 648 Kingsway, they have a pretty sick psych punk night coming at you. Snot and the Brahmin Kind are playing alongside Mexico City's Coma. They're coming up for a good time, so we're going to enjoy some music from them shortly. So this is going to be a pretty beefy little set here, if I do say. So this should be pretty cool. Should be pretty rad. Oh, I think I did interview with Rebel Priest a few years ago, like last year, during the pandemic. So many interviews. I forget who I've talked to. So vain of me. So yeah, We'll check out some music from some of these bands right about now. We're going to start it off with some music from Mexico City's Coma. This is their track, Fireslide, which is strangely timely. Because shit's on fire, yo.
there's this groundhog of high repute and social station. He's even got a little groundhog house and everything. And on February 2nd, he'll emerge to great anticipation and prophesize the certainty of spring. Giddy crowds with fingers crossed all hope to hear that winter's frost will soon give way to March and morning dew. So he knows he's important when he steps out on that morning, all rested up and feeling good as new.
Welcome back. You have heard some nice music from Joe Abbott right about there. That was their song, Six More Weeks of Winter. Do you say winter like I say Toronto? You just don't say the other T? The second T? The late T? The T is here. Winter. Winter. Winter, winter. Winter doesn't sound right. It's called winter. Winter, winter, chicken dinner. Six More Weeks of Winter was that song there off A Toothache and Spades. Joe Abbott there. They're doing a little shindig over at the Heatley tonight. Let me just pull that up real fast. Yeah, with Solomon Woodland. That is tonight, 8 p.m. over at the Heatley for some nice little, some riffs, some tunage. If I do they say so. Before that, you heard I'll Stay by Social Villains. They're playing over at Lanolus tonight, 362 Powell Street. Real quick, the Heatley, I'm going to go back to that one there. It's a Hastings and Heatley, believe it or not. Makes sense. Lanolus at 362 Powell Street. You heard Social Villains. They're playing with Precipice, Hotel Rumors, and Reverend Ape. That's 8 p.m. $15 at the door, 13 in advance. If you get them online, you got a couple hours, I guess. Also in that mix, you heard Hail the Void with their track 100 Pills from Mental Mori. They're playing tonight, Thursday night. See, there it is. You don't see this. I don't say the second T, the late T in a word. Night. Tonight. Yeah, weird. Anyways, linguists, how you doing? Tonight over at the Red Gate 100, you have Memento Mori along with some other cool bands, such as, I had it here. If people from my work chat would just shut up for a second and leave me alone, I'm trying to do my freaking show here. Abath and Charles Manson are doing the thing at the Red Gate along with Hail the Void. So come for some doom metal and some psych rock and anything else that may come in between. Cool stuff at the Red Gate. 8 o'clock, $15 beer, can no one turn away the lack of funds. Come on down. That's tonight. And at the top of that set, you heard Coma. They're playing over at the 648 Kingsway. That's tonight with Snot and the Brahmin Kind for the Prog Punk Palooza. Just one sec. There we go. Yeah, so if you don't catch Coma there, don't worry. They do have another show. You can catch them playing with over on Saturday, Friday night. From with Necronado and the Kidnap the Candyman over at Bully's in New Westminster. I'll tell you about that in a little bit. So yeah, some cool stuff from Mexico City there. That's Coma. So get your Latin psych punk flavorful indulgence done this week with Coma. Should be pretty cool, pretty cool, pretty cool. Yeah. No. Next up, we have there's a cool little indigenous comedy show happening over at Atlantidos Friday night. Snag with the Deadly Aunties. They are, quote, this is a 19-plus tour comedy show about, quote, everything from being a mother to the things we've done to become mothers to self-love. And, quote, definitely not for the faint of heart. So bring your aunties and uncles and bring them out for an indigenous comedy night over at Atlantidos. Check it out. Some three funny ladies, three funny aunties over there going to give you a good time and something to think about while making you laugh over there at Lana Lou's for some comedy. That's the Deadly Aunties, Friday night, 6 p.m. Tickets are a price. Let's find out real fast. Ba-da-ba-da-ba, they are... How much are they? 20 in advance, 25 at the door. But, you know, good stuff guaranteed. Moving on. Friday night over at the Astoria, which again is doing shows. You have Atavista, Algrium, Kaya's, and The Blade Itself. That's the whole band name, not The Blade. The Blade Itself doing some symphonic, melodic, death metal stuff for you with support from all these bands. So check it out. From Vancouver, you got Atavista, Algrium. Is death metal from Regina. Shout out to Saskatoon. Kaya's and The Blade Itself coming in from, of course, our own backyard here in Vancouver, BC. The Blade Itself describes itself as chainsaw death metal. I don't know what that means. If you know what that means or what that specifically alludes to genre-wise, please send me a message and explain it to me like I'm five. On my Instagram, that's moose.masta, M-O-O-S-E, period, M-A-S-T-A, moosemasta. Drop me a line. Tell me about some shows you're going to, or you can specifically describe what the hell chainsaw death metal is. So check it out. It's over the Astoria, $15 in advance, 20 at the doors. Come on down. That's that over at 769, nice, East Hastings, Friday night, for some symphonic melodic death metal. How many more hyphens can we put in there? Find out. Bullies again coming back at to New West. Coma always in the mix, seems to be in the mix. They're visiting for a little bit, so show them a good time with Necronado and again Kidnap the Candyman for some amazing quote metal bands that'll shred he stage and get your blood pumping. That's their description. I guess I am promoting these, whatever. Am I biased? I don't know. Whatever. Anyways, what's up, Bullies? Once again, it's 6th, 67th Street. No, 67th on 6th Street in New Westminster. Minster. See, there it is. The later, the set, the late T in a word, I'm just not pronouncing. New Westminster. Do you say Minster or New Westminster? Which camp are you on? Which side of the river are you on here, friend? Anyways, so yeah, it's gonna be some kick-ass metal and some shreddage happening there for that one. Once again, Bullies, Coma, Necronado, and Kidnap the Candyman doing the thing. Let me hop over to my other side of here. On the 25th as well, that's Friday night, over at 648 Kingsway, August 25th, you have Numb Dame, Math Bat, and Boy Modder. Motor? Modder. Over at there for the A6 Kingsway, 648 fundraiser. I mean, technically all shows are at these not-for-profit DIY spaces are fundraisers, but this one specifically is a show. Do go show them your love and fiscal attention. At 648 Kingsway, Friday night for...